A presentation by Springwater Public Library staff updating Council on its programming, including plans for a drag queen story time, has been postponed due to safety issues, according to the library's social media post earlier today. Library CEO Jody Player Delgado told Barry today the presentation was meant to serve as a regular update to council and the public on the efforts of library staff. Topics in the presentation included information about the number of patrons who have come through the doors of the three branches so far in 2023, the success of its recent March break programs, the introduction of a new seed library for patrons, and the launch of Drag Storytime. We had heard there was some opposition for that, Drag Storytime, from a member of council at one point, and then we received multiple unpleasant phone calls. We wanted to make sure that our library staff, patrons and everybody is safe, so we decided to pull the presentation out of an abundance of caution, she said. Player Delgado confirmed some calls were harassing in nature and the OPP is investigating, adding several protocols have been put in place to ensure employee safety. A spokesperson with the OPP confirmed Huronia West OPP has received a complaint and is currently investigating, but noted there were no further updates at this time. Springwater Township Mayor Jennifer Coughlin told Barry today she's also been fielding calls and emails from people voicing their anger over the event, and said she's dismayed by the fact library staff felt the need to withdraw their presentation. I believe in an inclusive Springwater where diversity is not only welcome but celebrated. There is no room for hate, bullying or creating fear in this township, she said. Coughlin said she was disheartened by what has occurred. You'd like to think it's not going to happen here, she said, adding after the protests in Midland, she reached out to its mayor, Bill Gordon, to learn how the situation was handled there. Given the reaction to similar events in other communities, including protests outside of the Midland Public Library last month and in Aurelia last summer, Player Delgado said she's not surprised by the negative behavior of some people. I am not surprised by some of the reaction, no, based on what's been happening at other places. It is just sad that we do have to deal with it and that some members of our community do not feel seen, she said. As a mom, the fact that we have to put things in place so people feel safe in their own home, in their own township, in their own library and in their own administration building, it's sad. I would like to think the world is a better place than it was last year or the year before, and we will continue to make it a better place, but just when you think you're there, you get these phone calls from people. It's broad bullying province-wide. I don't want to say I am surprised because we have to be prepared, but it's just sad that we have to be prepared for this. Despite the threats and the postponing the presentation, Player Delgado said the library still intends on continuing to provide inclusive programming. The library is open for all and we are just going to ensure we can provide a safe environment for everybody, she said. The Drag Storytime is a new program set to be launched by the library, confirmed Player Delgado, after the events planned in 2020 were cancelled due to the pandemic. It's important to provide inclusive programming to everybody in the community. We do have a 2SLGBTQ+ population in Springwater. And we want to ensure that all of the members of Springwater feel represented, seen and safe, she said. The hope, she said, is to regroup and go back at a later date to present an update to council. I would love to go back and present all of Springwater Library's programs equally. Right now, I think many of our wonderful programs are getting overshadowed and I would like to celebrate all of our staff and all of the great programs that we do, she said. Coughlin said she plans on attending the Drag Storytime with her three daughters when the time comes. It's important. I don't know who my children are going to be when they're older, but I really need them to know that they are themselves and I will love them no matter who they are, she said. A date had not yet been set for the Drag Storytime, but the intention is to move forward with the event. I am not planning on canceling at the moment, said Player Delgado.